Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
I got a few things coming from the world of Jer-Bear here. Another day in Jer-a-dice.
That's a new
you like
one.
That?
That was good.
Another
like that
day
one,
in Jer-a-dice.
I like that, Jeremy.
I did post a fun little video on our Facebook page, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Facebook, of the fire alarm switch that my son made on his 3D printer. For the wall switch in his room.
For the
light switch.
Yeah.
On, off. He printed, it looks exactly like a fire alarm switch that you'd see like in a school or a building.
Exactly.
Bright red. And he mounted it to the switch in his bedroom, so it looks like he's pulling the fire alarm every time he turns his light on
or
off. It's really neat.
It is quite creative. Like, hats off to you, Reed, because you're putting that printer, that 3D printer to good use.
He really is. The stuff he comes up with is so damn creative. So I shot a little video of it last night. I was like, "You cool if I put this on the show's page?" He's like, "Heck yeah, throw it up there."
That's
so
awesome.
If you want to go check that out, Jeremy, Katie, Josh on our Facebook page. Also last night, my daughter lost a tooth out of nowhere. She was just walking around like playing with her tooth and it just popped out. And we're like, "Whoa, what huh?" She's like, "It wasn't really even loose or anything. It just fell out."
Yeah.
So I don't know if she's got poor dental hygiene or if she's still just dropping teeth.
Hasn't brushed in ages.
Yeah. She's still at that age, right?
I think so.
She's got a couple years left.
It's kind of like one of those back ones with like the molar, you know?
Oh, yeah,
and I was like, is that an adult tooth? I really had to inspect it. I was like, I think that's an adult tooth. And freaked her out a little
getting
bit.
Getting enough vitamin D, kid? What is happening?
But Nick Knack looked at it. She's like, no, that's a baby tooth. So, you know, did the whole thing. She's kind of past the stage where, you know, I feel like the tooth fairy doesn't really come anymore because even the tooth fairy's like, you're getting a little old.
Right. Yeah. The tooth fairy's like, I've got a lot of little kids to visit.
I texted the tooth fairy.
Okay.
I was like, are you going to be showing up? And actually, she texted back and said, yeah, I'll be showing up. But I peeked in there this morning and she forgot for some reason.
Oh, no.
So there was no money in there. So I had to cover the tooth fairy and I didn't have cash. So what I did is I went into Lila's piggy bank and pulled out like $2 or $3 and I put the money there on the dresser. Because the tooth fairy forgot.
Okay.
Tooth fairy's getting lazy on me. This is on the tooth fairy. It's not on me.
But the tooth fairy's not that cheap. $2 or $3, sir, for a back molar?
I'll be honest with you, that was all the cash that was in the piggy bank.
Okay.
Usually tooth fairy drops a $5.
I was going to
say. She lays down an $8 blinking there.
Yeah.
Only two or, I think it was $3. Yeah, it was like, it was two and some coins.
She got that in an IOU underneath the pillow.
I know, you're going to give the tooth fairy a bad name here.
Well, for me, it's kind of funny knowing that she woke up and there was money laying there and it was her money already.
Hopefully she doesn't figure that part out.
I know.
You can replenish the piggy bank before she catches on.
So I think I gotta scrounge up some cash. Who carries cash anymore?
Nobody's
got cash. Can I borrow a couple bucks from me, Katie?
I do have some cash, actually.
And I'll Venmo you back. So
give you that Abe Lincoln
needed. We need to do that. Okay, and then the third thing going on in my life. I was just talking the other day about how Nick Knack was at my son's basketball game, and every time the kid was going up for a free throw, one of the kids behind her in the bleachers was going, "That's my man! That's my man!" trying to throw him off. And Nicole's like, "Somebody needs to go tell that girl to knock it off.
Yeah.
Please stop yelling." And they ended up finding out that it was a boy on like a competing team just trying to throw the kids off. So it was a little boy up there going, "That's my man!"
Yeah.
So I wasn't there. I didn't get to witness it. I did go to a basketball game last night. And sure enough, a few times, that same kid was there. "That's my man!"
So you saw it this time.
And I saw it in action. And I was cracking up. I was laughing so much. So kudos to that kid. Now, the other thing that happened to me, and this is why I've been easing up on some of these games. I don't go to all of them, mostly because I'm not a huge sports fan. But the parents and the grandparents just annoy the hell out of me in the stands, okay? So last night, I'm sitting there watching the game. And we've gone now from "That's my man" to "Bucket." We got "Bucket guy" behind me the entire time, the entire hour-long game. Every time a kid took a shot, this old dude had been 70-something behind me. "That's a bucket." "Bucket."
How annoying.
And no joke, every time he did that, they would miss. So he was, like, calling the shots every time. "Bucket!" Nothing.
So he wasn't. Nothing. He wasn't, because there is the protocol. Like there is a little bit of a shot, right, Josh? Like when people
shoot,
yeah. He would say shot, say,
but as
shot.
It's in the air, no, yeah. As it's in the
so
air.
So this is not that. This is
Bucket.
He thinks he's he's doing a Babe Ruth.
He thinks he's calling every point. Shot, that's and these kids are missing him every damn
crazy.
Time.
Bucket.
I would get up and have a conversation with that man. Like
I almost got up and left.
Bucket
every single time. And Nicole knew I was irritated. I mean, she looked back at me a couple times, and I just gave her the look.
Well, she knows you. Like,
and no joke, she looked back at me at one point, and we were making eye contact as some kid was taking a shot, as the guy behind me was going, Bucket! I just shook my head at
you
her.
You had
I'm
it.
Like, why are you dragging me to these games? Please stop. Bucket! All right, we were talking about how my daughter lost a tooth last night, and I had to quickly get into her piggy bank because the tooth fairy forgot to come by. So I was like, I need some cash to, you know, cover the tooth fairy's back. So I got in the piggy bank and left her her own money. This is kind of funny. Sarah texted in. She says, when my 7-year-old first lost a tooth, I panicked because I didn't expect it. And I guess the tooth fairy didn't show up there either, and all she had was a $10 bill to cover. So now every time he's lost a tooth since, he's expecting a $10 bill.
Oh.
I guess he's done the math to figure out how much money that the tooth fairy is eventually going to leave him. It's probably quite a bit. Easily
yeah.
Up over a hundo.
Absolutely.
Wow.
That's a smart kid. Hey, Sarah, you're raising a very smart child.
Very
you can
smart.
Pat yourself on yeah, the back
your,
for that.
Your tooth fairy is very generous,
exactly.
Sarah.
Exactly.
When the kids first started losing teeth, we had a buddy of mine that was leaving his kiddo, the tooth fairy, was leaving his kiddo like $20 to $50 every time.
What?
Yeah, high rollers. I know, right? Like, can you imagine? 20 to, he's like, the first tooth was $50.
What?
$50.
Cannot $50. Set that standard for the tooth fairy. That's yeah. Hard for her to live up to.
It's pretty weird, huh?
You know? Man. She can't get a part-time job doing the Uber Eats. Like
she's
know,
got some just, side hustles going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but like she can't. Like her schedule's too packed. So.
She's got the side hus.
Yeah.
What did the tooth fairy leave baby Nana? Do you remember?
I mean,
like what the going rate was?
Yeah, I feel like it was like $5 per tooth for the little ones, but the bigger ones were always more because it was a bigger deal. So like the molar teeth, she got, I think, like 10. I think the tooth fairy brought her 10 for the bigger ones, but it was $5 per tooth.
So with my teeth growing up, we always put it in a glass of water next to the bed, and then we would wake up and the tooth fairy would come by and there would be like a stack of quarters in there. We just got quarters.
Quarters.
You get yourself a gumball.
I know. Under your pillow? Is that what they're just
no,
on
it was just in the water.
In the water?
In the water, because it was like a clear glass. You'd put your tooth in there so you could see it. And then in the morning, there'd be full of coins. Like the tooth fairy came by and just threw
see,
all the coins.
See, my hundos
there.
Would have been waterlogged if they did that.
Yeah.
Hundos. Yeah, right.
Hey, do you still have all of baby Nana's
Rich
teeth?
Tell me, Josh. I have one. I think I kept her first tooth she lost in this little, like, tooth. You know,
the tooth holder.
Fairy, yeah, the
yes.
tooth fairy
a little
is a
treasure
big deal.
Chest. Yes.
Zoe had a pillow with a little pocket in it that the tooth went into with
cute.
A tooth fairy on it. She had the little tooth that you put the tooth in.
Cute.
It was a very big deal, the tooth fairy. So,
well, dare I say
one.
I have all my baby teeth.
Yeah, all your baby
I
teeth?
I have them. They're down in my basement in a box. What should I do with
what
them?
What are you going to do with those?
I don't know.
You should make a laboo-boo.
I almost said something like a voodoo doll or something, put all my teeth in it.
Do a laboo-boo. A chair laboo-boo with your baby
maybe I'll bring
teeth.
Them out this like Halloween and just shove them into a pumpkin or something.
Something, yeah. You
I need something with those
creative.
Teeth. You know what I could do is I could make what? Like friendship bracelets or a necklace or something and give one to me and Knick Knack.
Yeah,
and
she'd
you
love
she'd
that.
Love that.
Yeah, we could all get little Jer teeth.
Yeah,
Jer
teeth. We like tooth necklaces.
Yes,
sure.
If you want one, text me 303-691-1649.